Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Berlin, Germany. Berlin has erected a statue of Ronald Reagan at the Berlin Wall on the 30th anniversary of the fall of that wall. That's the headline. John Rood comes to the broadcast table with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, speaking of Germany, they have just erected, November the 9th, a statue of Ronald Reagan. It was unveiled to mark the fall of the Berlin Wall, which took place some 30 years ago. And it started a chain of activities that would end up with Vladimir Putin becoming a president of Russia. Very interesting, the statue of Ronald Reagan put up. He's the one that said those six words, "Tear that wall down, Mr. Gorbachev." It did start all of this.
Yes, Berlin falling was such a dramatic event at the time. In 1988, I was walking along the Berlin Wall with a colleague who was resident, and he told me, "This wall could never fall. It would be absolute chaos." And it was less than a year that it was down. So it's good to see a commemoration. Again, as you said, Jimmy, is just absolutely dramatic. Tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. What a statement. And so Germany is grateful for the role of the United States. The values on which Europe is founded, freedom, democracy, equality, rule of law, these things must be defended.
John Rood with the details of the erection of a statue of Ronald Reagan at the location of the Berlin Wall on the 30th anniversary of that historic event. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In 1987, President Reagan stood at the Berlin Wall and said six words that changed the history of the world. The U.S. president said, "Tear that wall down, Mr. Gorbachev." Those six words started a chain effect in the European Union and Russia. Reagan made that speech in 1987. The wall actually came down in 1989. And because of the fall of the wall in 1991, the Soviet Union fell and communism in Russia was destroyed. In its place, the Russian Republic came to power with Boris Yeltsin as the president. He served until 1999 when President Yeltsin appointed his presidential assistant as the president of Russia. That man's name was Vladimir Putin, and you know the rest of that story. A United States president, Ronald Reagan, made a political decision that actually set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God uses human government to fulfill his will. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...